From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Liz Montgomery in Porcupine Soup rounds up the village elections in Greene County on March 21st. In Athens, incumbent Democrat One Athens Party Mayor Amy Sirago runs against Republican David Leggio for a two-year term. Four candidates are also competing for two town board seats in Athens. Incumbent Democrat Joshua Lipsman, One Athens Party, and Democrat Allison Phoenix, One Athens Party, Republican Anthony Proper Sr., and Republican Gordon Mosher. In Athens, voting is from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Rivertown Senior Center at 39 2nd Street. In Catskill, there is just one election with one candidate. Incumbent Democrat Integrity Party trustee Joseph Kozlowski is running unopposed for a two-year term with voting from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Robert C. Antonelli Senior Center at 15 Academy Street. In Coxsackie, incumbent Republican Mayor Mark Evans faces Democrat Village United Party's Veronica Foley for a two-year term. There are four candidates for two town board seats in Coxsackie. Incumbent Democrat Donald Douse and Democrat Christopher Cimento are also running for the Community Coalition party line, and Republican Rodney Levine and Republican Cesar Echevarria are also on the Coxsackie Cares party line. Voting is from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Coxsackie Village Building at 119 Mansion Street. In Hunter, incumbent Mayor Michael Papa is against Alan Higgins for a three-year term. There is also three newcomers for one open two-year seat on the Board of Trustees: Jason DeLeo, Tyler Kilayer, and Abraham Stefanski. Voting is from noon to 9 p.m. at the Hunter Firehouse, located at 17 Bridge Street. In Tannersville, incumbent Mayor Lee McGonigal on the Truth and Integrity Party line is against Republican and Democrat David Schneider for a two-year term. Incumbent David Cashman and newcomer Dylan Legg are running unopposed for two trustee seats. And incumbent Justice George Bain, Jr. is running unopposed with voting from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Tannerville Village Building located at 5974 Main Street. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Paul Kirby in the Daily Freeman reports that Democrat Pat Ryan and Republican Mark Molinaro have little to say about President Donald Trump's claim that he will be arrested March 21st in connection with hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Only the former president has said that he will be arrested. There is no confirmation from any official source. Molinaro's communications director, Dan Krantz, would only say in an email that, and I quote, "a charge has not been brought yet, and Congressman Molinaro is not speculating about what could be in it," end quote. And I quote, "regarding the call for protests, Congressman Molinaro always thinks protests need to be peaceful," end quote. All Ryan would say in a brief statement is that, and I quote, "no one is above the law. Anyone who breaks the law or seeks to undermine the rule of law must be held accountable," end quote. Ryan represents the 18th Congressional District and Molinaro the 19th Congressional District. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. The Times Union reports that another country music festival is coming to Greene County this summer. Concert in the Catskills takes place June 24th at Catskill Point. Michael Ray, Spencer Crandall, and Ian Flanagan performing. Flanagan is a Saugerties native and contestant on season 19 of The Voice TV show. The Taste of Country Festival left Hunter Mountain in 2019. Concert organizer Jim Miller said, and I quote, "I thought coming back home and putting on a concert was a perfect way to give back to the community that I grew up in. I'm looking forward to making this an annual concert," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. and a pleasant tomorrow.